This is Tales from a Campfire. I'm your host, Tommy, and tonight's tale is called The Phone Call. A married couple went out for the evening and called a teenage babysitter to take care of their three children. When she arrived, they told her they probably wouldn't be back until late and not to disturb the kids because they were already asleep. The babysitter started doing her homework while waiting for a call from her boyfriend. After a while, the phone rang, and she answered it, but heard no one on the other end, just silence. Then whoever it was hung up. After a few more minutes, the phone rang again. She answered, and this time by her man in line, who says in a chilling voice, "Have you checked the children?" and hung up. At first, she thinks it might have been the father calling to check up and got her interrupted, so she decided to ignore it. She goes back to her homework, and the phone rang again. "Have you checked the children?" says the creepy voice on the other end. "Mr. Murphy?" she asked, but the caller hangs up again. She decided to phone the restaurant where the parents said they'd be dining and ask for Mr. Murphy. She is told that he and his wife left the restaurant about 45 minutes earlier. She calls the police reports that a stranger has been calling and hanging up. "Has he threatened you?" the dispatcher asked. "No," she replied. "Well, there's not much we can do about it then. You should try reporting the prank caller to the phone company." A few minutes go by and she gets on the call. "Why haven't you checked the children?" the voice says. "Who is this?" she asks, but he hangs up again. She dials 911 again and says, "I'm scared. I know he's out there and he's watching me." "Have you seen him?" the dispatcher asks. She replies, "No." "Well, there still isn't much we can do about it," the dispatcher tells her. The babysitter goes on panic mode and pleads with him to help her. "Now it'll be okay," he says. "Give me your phone number, street address, and if you can keep this guy on the line for at least a minute, we'll try to trace the call." "What was your name again?" "Linda," the babysitter replies. "Okay, Linda. If he calls back, we'll do our best to trace the call. Just keep calm. Can you do that for me?" "Yes," she replies and hangs up. She decides to turn the lights down so she can see if anyone's outside, and that's when she gets in the call. "It's me," a familiar voice says. "Why did you turn the lights down?" "Can you see me?" she asks, panicking. "Yes," he says after a long pause. "Look, you scared me," she says. "I'm shaking. Are you happy? Is that what you wanted?" "No." "Then what do you want?" After another long pause, the man replied, "Your blood all over me." She slams the phone down, terrified. Almost immediately, it rings again. "Leave me alone," she screams, but it's the dispatcher calling back. His voice is urgent. "Linda, we've traced the call. It's coming from another room inside the house. Get out of there now." She tears to the front door, attempting to unlock it and dash aside, only to find the chain at the top still latched. In the time it takes her to unhook it, she sees the door open at the top of the stairs. Light streams from the children's bedroom, revealing the profile of a man standing just inside. She finally gets the door open and bursts outside, only to find a cop standing on the doorstep with his gun drawn. At this point, she knows she's safe. But when they capture the intruder and drag him downstairs in handcuffs, she sees he's covered in blood. Come to find out, all three children have been murdered. This tale has been lost to time of where it came from. It has now become an urban legend, so popular they based entire movie series and TV series around it. Most of you are familiar with the story and know the movie and TV series as Scream. This has been another tale from the campfire. Thank you for listening and good night.